1866, which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It's Tuesday, February 13th. Happy Valentine's Day, 2012. And you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, if you're a new listener to the show, you have to understand that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate because they don't believe in anything. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, and the reason they're afraid of the conservatives is because the liberals don't have their feet upon the rock. So in other words, they have nothing to substantiate their claims in anything that they do. We're the voice that the pro-murderers, as they call themselves the pro-choicers, wish to silence because they can't justify why they murder innocent babies, and neither can the American people allow them to do that. We're the patriots that the globalists despise, and why is that? Because of the Constitution of the United States. We're called the light of the world, and folks, if you look in Scripture, light exposes darkness. That's why the globalists despise us. Folks, we are the Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. We are them that they fear. Welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of who we are today, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Over the last couple days, I've given you the number. We don't mean not to receive your phone calls, but once we get on a roll, it's all over with. So if you'd like to jump in, it's got to be important. Stick to the topic, and we will roll with it. You have to roll with us, too, though. 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to see our little faces, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com to find out who it is that we are, what it is that we do. There's a lot to us. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, I, again, appreciate all the people that have been responding. It's Bradley Dean on my Facebook. It's double E, Bradley Dean.
Does stands for D.
Bradley Dean on Facebook. You can follow me on my Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1. Follow me on my Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. This up-and-coming election, folks, as I've said so many times previous to the show today, is not about the survival of Obama, folks. It's about the survival of you and your country, and forget it not. America is not Obama in America. You can say true that.
True that.
Yes.
Bring up the WND, too. We just had a column. We're going to be touching on that a little bit today. Bigotry in reverse. What is bigotry, and why is it working in reverse right now? We need to understand both sides of the spectrum, where bigotry comes from, who's instigating it, and to what end and what purpose. And I encourage you to read the article. Again, every Friday, Bradley's putting out a column on WorldNet Daily. It goes to GCN. It goes to our Facebook, so you folks can find it on
there. It goes nationwide.
Facebook, and
it goes from coast to coast. It actually goes across the world, not only to 53 countries. Let's not limit ourselves.
No limiting.
But it's all across the boards. You can check it out. And it's great stuff. It really is. It's stuff that pushes up against. It takes the wall that's falling upon America right now called judgment, and it's pushing that wall back upon the perpetrators.
That's right.
Where it belongs.
That's right. Those that set up that wall to hopefully oppress you, but it doesn't work that way, folks.
That unconstitutional wall.
It can't be oppressed.
Speaking of which, did you hear this? Just a side note, Jake. I didn't mean to interrupt. Mm-hmm. But isn't it interesting, just this week, White House Chief of Staff Jacob Lew said on CNN's State of the Union. What union? Whose union?
Yeah.
You mean the State of the United Nations? Isn't that what he should say?
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you what. If there was a look to a commie, this guy's got it.
Jacob Lew.
Jacob Lew. He said this concerning this whole situation with the contraception that the president's trying to force down the church's throat. Mm-hmm. He said, we put out the plan that reflects where the president intended to go. This is our plan.
Good for you, Jake.
President Barack Obama, Hussein Obama, will not make any more changes to the rule announced last week requiring, demanding, folks, health insurance plans to provide women with coverage for contraception, although U.S. Roman Catholic bishops have said it violates the church's religious principles. It's a complete violation of the Constitution. I just got one question for Mr. Lew.
Mm-hmm.
Where did he drive his power to come to that conclusion?
Where does he get that executive gun to
Because
do this
it's
with?
Not in the Constitution. Folks, do you realize that's why diplomacy is so important? I'm sorry. The word diplomacy or democratic nation is so important for you to understand. This is why presidents constantly push. This is all I can remember. We're a democracy. We're a democracy.
Yep.
We've talked about this so much. But this is the only way that you're going to fall for the line as to when the president comes in and does unconstitutional things and such he's doing today, is when you don't know the Constitution and you don't know who you are.
That's the only way.
And as long as you don't know who you are and you don't know the Constitution, he can do whatever he wants.
Sure he can.
And you know what you do is you just turn the other cheek and say, well, he's got to know better than I do. He was put there for a reason.
Yep.
Real. Well, what reason was he put there for? I'm just curious.
I know the reason that he's supposed to be there for is to protect and preserve your rights. Not to create, through a democracy, rights that you didn't know that you had so that he could create laws and use the force of law to push those new rights against you. And that's, again, bigotry in reverse.
It's totally. And so in other words, we're now going to listen to a tyrant rather than obey God.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, we have to give our girls and our church contraception because this professed Christian president, which, folks, is the furthest thing from the truth, he doesn't understand Scripture when Jesus said, thou shalt not commit adultery. And if anybody even looks, or if a man or a woman looks at a woman to lust after him, you've already committed adultery. See, it doesn't go that far. See, they don't understand obedience, folks.
That's right.
They understand violate conscience, teach them how to commit a crime, and push them into more crime.
That's right.
And that's exactly what you're dealing with today.
Yep, that's right.
And I don't think people have figured that much out yet, but if they can just look back over the last 3 years, they can figure out that he's not doing something that's American. No, it's anti-American, and that's why he's destroying your Constitution.
That's right.
And for the most part, Americans are capitulating, namely them that are in Congress and in Senate.
Yep.
They just concede to whatever he says, and they just go along with the flow because there's no power of virtue.
That's right.
That's the problem, folks. You get Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We're going to come right back after this break. If you'd like to be a part of the show, be a part of the show. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. My last article on WorldNet Daily was hate crimes, hate crimes, hate crimes. Bigotry in reverse. The homosexual radicals are trying to push an illegal agenda through something called hate crimes. Not understanding that all crime is motivated by hate. And what's really interesting about this, folks, is you got to ask yourself the question, who's doing the hating? Mm-hmm. Obama appointed Chai Feldblum, an open lesbian who was nominated to serve as a commissioner of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Equal, notice equal. The word, folks.
Equal rights.
Chai stated, I believe in granting liberty to gay people. To gay people. Granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government interest that such an interest can be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance, that would be anybody that stands up against them, folks, mm-hmm. to a societal statement of equality are permitted to flourish, and hence that a law that permits no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs will be the least restrictive means of achieving the goal of liberty for gay people. Who's doing the hating, folks? I go on. The devil's in the details. Chai said it is a compelling government interest that there can be no pockets of resistance and a law that permits no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs. Why is Obama attacking the church? Did you hear what I just said? Chai Feldblum said compelling government interest that there can be no pockets of resistance and a law that permits no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs. We must find rebels that will promulgate our message, but we must pay them to protest so we can bring forth this government interest, and we have to stop pockets of resistance, and we cannot allow a law that permits no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs. In other words, we're at war with God. Mm-hmm. And if anybody believes God, we must bring forth laws that basically squash them out. Mm-hmm. Wow. What are they saying, folks? We want it our way by any means necessary, even if we have to turn the law against itself and make law-abiding citizens out to be lawbreakers if they don't agree with us. Mm-hmm. Folks, this is a totalitarian mindset. By the way, this explains the Matthew Shepard distorted hate crimes law, which has been exposed by ABC's 2020 as having nothing to do with Matthew's sexual orientation. This also explains the supposed anti-bullying policy being shoved down students' throats in public schools, like it or not. Interesting, this well exposes the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Networks, GLSEN, statement conceding that supposed anti-bullying policies, which told on themselves when they said, listen carefully, quote unquote, said the homosexuals. By the way, the founder of GLSEN is none other than Obama Safe Schools are, Kevin Jennings. They said when they told on themselves that the anti-bullying is really about promoting affirmation of homosexual behavior in the school system. How do they affirm their lifestyle, folks? By playing the victim, by calling themselves the victim of what? Bullies. Who's a bully? Anybody that believes in God and stands against us. Boy, it's worked for 235 years, folks, but for some reason now, we're just out of hand for standing up against the gay agenda.
Oh, a bunch of
the
hate.
Homosexual agenda.
Bunch of hate.
They advocate what God condemns, and you know, it's just hate when you call them for their perversion. They're trying to teach people to hate the laws that expose their perversion, folks. And let me tell you this clearly. It's bigotry in reverse. They call you the bigot. They call you the bully. They call it hate when you say it. For trying to straighten out the record and trying to straighten out their confusion, they call it hate. Mm-hmm. No, they know what they do.
Yep.
All the way up until 1961, sodomy was illegal in every state, and if you were caught in the act of sodomy in Rhode Island, you could be thrown in jail for up to 20 years. Now it's hate. Up until 1973 in your country, America, homosexuality was considered, and it still is, a mental illness. Now they are attempting to force Americans to accept homosexual behavior, or it will be considered hate if anyone dares stand up against it.
Haters.
Isn't that interesting? Matter of fact,
lots changed.
Oh, a lot has changed. You know what I'll tell you? I'll tell you what hasn't changed is what God says.
That's exactly right. It don't
His word is settled in for it's settled in heaven forevermore.
So God starts as the giver of our rights in America, and now he's turned into a hater?
Yeah.
God's a hater.
Yeah,
I mean,
he sounds like Slayer, dude. God hates us.
No. He must.
I mean, can you imagine a mother or a father giving up their kid to serve our country to ratify the Constitution?
That's hate.
People at the airport that actually protest them and call them baby killers. Mm-hmm. Well, they're the ones actually promulgating the killing of babies in our country through something called Planned Parenthood.
And then those same people swear an oath of office, get into government, and then they love America, but yet they hate the sacrifice?
Totally.
But the sacrifice now turns into hate, and what they're doing is love?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. They love our veterans so much, folks, they want to remove the Christian crosses above their heads.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Leviticus 18:22, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination, said the Lord. He said, if any man, neither shalt thou lie with any beast, which this administration promulgates, bestiality, to defile thyself therewith, neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down before it. It is confusion, said the Lord. Leviticus 20:13 says the same exact thing. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. I mean, God forbid we ask a little kid what he thinks about daddy and mommy having two daddies and two mommies. No, and if that kid says that it's not right to have two daddies and two mommies, then that kid needs to be put on some dangerous psychotropic drug.
That's right, because he's learned hate.
He's not confused yet. So therefore, what they have to do is they have to remove the truth from that kid.
Right. Hey, I know a good way they could do that. Right through the public school system. Then they could teach all these kids who are taught by their stupid hating parents Christian values.
Yes.
And I'll bet they've got some type of curriculum. I mean, Kevin Jennings. Hey, wait a minute. Kevin Jennings, the Safe Schools are, started Gleason, GLSEN. These dots all connect themselves.
They sure do, but nobody's taking the time, Jake, to pull the curtain back and see what's actually happening by the fact that they are aiming in your kids.
That's right.
That's what it's aimed at, yep. is your kids. Ask Kevin Jennings,
right.
who wants to queerify the schools. Ask the President of the United States, who wants the DOJ not to enforce marriage laws anymore in our country, as corrupt governors
right.
and corrupt judges throw down what? The difference between right and wrong. And no longer are they ruling by the Constitution and the embodiments of its laws, but now they're ruling in favor of what? The confused individuals that are at war with God and the American Constitution. Constitution. And by the way, that's what gay marriage is about, folks. It's about the usurping of your constitution.
That's right.
Just ask anybody that's pulled back the curtain.
Mm-hmm. And somehow they always seem to have an answer at the end of the tunnel. They bring in the confusion, and then they can somehow bring in the answer.
That's a politician, Jay.
And you know, you bring up a point. Folks, they don't care if you ever like gay marriage. They don't care if you ever accept homosexuality.
They're not asking you.
If they get your next generation, it doesn't matter what you think, old gray hairs that want to try to conserve ground, but you're losing it every day because you're not actually standing.
Let me tell you what Thomas Jefferson said. That, you know, that old ignorant forefather that we hear from on the, you know, the from the liberals today.
Yeah.
We have the greatest opportunity the world has ever seen, and as long as we remain honest, which will be as long as we can keep the attention of our people alive. If they once become inattentive to public affairs, you and I in Congress and assemblies, judges and governors would all become wolves.
Mm-hmm.
They will begin to devour who we are as a people if you become inattentive as to what's going on in mm-hmm. your country. Hate crimes, hate crimes, hate crimes. This is common sense. You know what's interesting? You want to know how you confuse a homosexual? Ask him if he's got a dad and a mom. You want to know how you confuse an atheist? Ask him where he came from. Tell him, ask him the question, how do you know the difference between right and wrong? Well, let me tell you what. You put your feet back upon the rock of the Bible, and I'll tell you what it says. And so does common sense line up with the word.
Mm-hmm.
And likewise, also the man, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, who are they at war with?
Here it is,
that's
God.
Why it's called crimes against nature. God gave them over to be a reprobate mind. God's spirit is no longer upon them to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, those that refuse God. Fornication, sex before marriage, sure. wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, wow. Envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedience to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affections, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death. That's what Scripture says. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. What's the problem, folks? Hate crimes, hate crimes. We're going to come back with Rick Santorum, who was just mobbed by a bunch of loving individuals.
That's right, tolerant loving.
We'll be right back.
Removed from the busy downtown, but within walking distance of the White House and the National Mall, the DoubleTree Washington is perfect for visiting the sites and monuments, or for just enjoying the fashionable DuPont Circle. Admire the architecture, while away the hours in a cafe, or stroll the tree-lined streets. DoubleTree Washington will be there to welcome you with our caring staff and warm cookie. Spring promotions are now being published as low as $119. Get yours now, or, like the cherry blossoms, they'll be gone quickly.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Hate crimes! Hate crimes!
Bigot,
anybody for a hate
bigot,
crime!
Bigot!
Less than 1.8% of the population is trying to overturn the laws of our republic. 303 million. Hey, by the way, folks, if you're resting in the pulpits across the country, you better wake up and smell the coffee. 300,000 pulpits remain silent, just like they did on the issue of abortion.
Yep. Yep.
Just like they did when prayer was taken out of school.
That's right.
Just like they did when the Ten Commandments were pulled down because it was not a permissible objective, said the Supreme Court.
Yep.
Noah Webster said, that was one of our foundings, folks. Founding fathers, if our government fails to secure public prosperity and happiness, it must be because the citizens neglect the divine commands, God's Ten Commandments, not his suggestions, and elect bad men to make and to administer the laws. 1.8% of the American people, I should say the un-American people, they call themselves Americans,
sure.
But they're at war with Constitution and the Bible, Christians.
That's right.
That's why Christians always become the object of their scorn.
Every time.
Every single time.
That is exactly true historically.
Right before the break, I said, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
That's right.
Now, before anybody says Bradley Dean is advocating the death of anybody again, what is the end of sin, Jake?
Death.
Romans 6. Thank you. Are we talking about a spiritual death and a soulish death? Are we talking about a physical death? You know what? If we look at our laws, we can line them up, can't we? But I'm not calling for the advocating of murdering anybody.
No, you're trying to prevent a man from breaking the law.
That's right. I'm magnifying the... I just want to make it clear, though.
Yeah.
I want to make sure everybody understands so we don't get some leftist whack out there trying to say, like, Rachel Maddow, Bradley Dean, omitting 1 minute of my radio show to put it together. Don't put it together. Don't put it the way I said it. No. I'm not advocating that at all. I'm advocating the magnifying of our laws.
That's right.
The republic. That's what I'm advocating. And I'm on God's side with it. End of story.
Because you know the end of the law. In other words, the end of sin is death.
Yes.
So the law prevents man from engaging into sin. So you're actually preventing death by warning men from sin, by exalting the law. You know, I thought about the whole hate
because
crime.
Of the sacrifice yes. is why we do it. That word gratitude is right in the middle.
That's right.
That's the very pearl of the church.
That's right.
And of a patriot.
That's right.
He's so thankful for what the veterans did. That is the gospel, folks. If you don't understand that Christ died for you, that these men and women died for you in the natural, that's the very substance, the pith and marrow, and the heart of a patriot and what a Christian is.
That's right.
If you're so thankful for what they did, then you stand up in honor because you're so thankful, mm-hmm. you honor what they died for.
That's right.
And I'll say that every show.
Yep.
Someone had to pay the ultimate sacrifice to give us what we have. And if we're so thankful, we will not tolerate 1.8% to make 303 million individuals in this country lawbreakers.
That's right.
Because that's what they mean. While they play the enemy, they mean to bring forth law, hate crimes mm-hmm. and laws to make you a criminal.
Yep.
They're doing it in public schools. But it's not working, is it?
Yes,
let's listen to Rick Santorum real quick. This is Rick yesterday. It just happened to be Rick Santorum, by the way. But Rick Santorum was speaking forth. Go ahead.
He was the only candidate that flew out to Washington after this atrocity happened in the legislature. He didn't run away from the battle. He went right to it and said, no, you know what? Whatever you did, your little fiasco, your little governor with his little pen signing with his little ink and your legislature surrounding around him. The legislature of the state of Washington put a bill in that said that gays could get married. The governor went and signed it. Of course, they didn't ask the people. No referendum of the people.
Hold up. Listen, folks. They didn't ask the people, Jake. Mm-hmm. Because
we
they
the
knew,
people?
Because if it goes to the people, by the way, the homosexual radicals mm-hmm. also want to remove the judges from making decisions during these polls. Mm-hmm. America's already said 31 times. Out of 31 times, no.
Yep.
See, but what happens when you leave it up to the courts, you see what's going on in California. And what are they doing in California again? The people already voted on Prop 8 and said no. 7 million people. What did they want to do? Bring it to the courts.
That's right.
Because they knew they would slow it down and then at length kill the bill.
And
the voice of the people.
At length, it goes to the Supreme Court, where there's this little short-haired...
Lesbian.
Rumored lesbian.
Oh, she's a lesbian.
Yes.
She queerified Harvard.
As a matter of fact, many of your constituency says, why aren't you coming out?
Yeah, they also believe that
the drum
they also
us.
Believe that she's a part of the 911 cover-up.
So here she is on the Supreme Court just waiting for a Prop 8. Okay, solution then? It's called impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of the short, fat lesbian that is on the Supreme Court bench and those that also are sympathizers of this agenda. You get rid of them through impeachment, then you don't have to worry about law when it comes to the Supreme Court, because they'll say, of course.
Oh, but that can never be done. Really, you know what? You know when people do that? They give power to the enemy. You know, oh, that can't be done. You know what they're really saying? Oh, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Hey,
I don't have time to do that. I don't really care about what they gave me.
Yeah. Normandy could never be done either.
No.
Neither could Bastogne.
Let's just complain about it, yeah? And, mm-hmm. and you know what's really interesting, folks? Is the fact that before we complain about what's going on in our country, which I'm offended at what the American people allow. I'm offended. One person in 545 people to destroy who we are, but they have time to go to a football game. I'm offended. 68% of you out there, you believe you're Christians, yet you don't keep the commandments of the Lord. I'm offended. And you let this administration rule the roost by lowering the law? That is a dictator.
That's right.
That's what they do.
That's right.
You know what they said in the 30s? I just watched Dietrich Bonhoeffer last night. World War II. There was a man named Hitler. You know what he said? Dietrich Bonhoeffer said there's no more law left. Hitler got rid of all of it. That's exactly right.
And then he becomes the...
What is the enemy of your soul? He's called the lawless one. Mm-hmm. Listen to what James Madison said. If this spirit shall ever be so far debased as to tolerate a law not obligatory on the legislature as well as on the people will be prepared to tolerate anything but liberty.
That's right.
You're sacrificing your liberty, folks. Mm-hmm. I just told my wife on the way over here, I'm offended. Over the last four generations.
Yeah.
Our mothers and our fathers and our uncles and our grand, they let this happen.
Yep.
And now they left this to us. Mm-hmm. But the good thing that we got going for us, if God be for us, who can be against us?
That's exactly
We're
right.
winning the day. But the bottom line is the fear that's thrown on the American people. Mm-hmm. The lawlessness, the unconstitutionality of what's going on in our country. Folks, take the time and honor the veterans and read the Constitution. Then you're going to find out who's lying to you.
Yep. Show them how much you love them. Show them.
The apathy of the people is enough to make every statue leap from its pedestal and hasten the resurrection of the dead. Now, do you understand why Christianity is? I didn't see the spirit of the world, folks, speaking of statues. The spirit of the world is to persecute the living Christians, mm-hmm. but praise the dead ones.
Right. Give them a statue. Make them out of stone.
We're talking about hate crimes.
Yep.
Go ahead, give the definition
crime.
Before or after.
That's right, right now. Crime. What is crime? I'm thinking to myself, okay, so there's a hate crime. We know, obviously, crime is hate. That's why you commit a crime. This is the definition. Noah Webster, you just quoted him earlier. An act which violates a law, divine or human. And remember what Blackstone said. No human law can be suffered to contradict divine law.
That's right. No enactment. That's
Whose
right.
Whose laws are greater, God's or man's? Well, let's see here. God gave us our
he
rights.
He was one of our founders,
folks. He created
us.
An act which will violate a rule of moral duty. That's all we're talking about right now. Okay, hate crime. So a hate crime must be somebody who goes against morality. Somebody who goes against divine commands for morality. An offense against the law of right, prescribed by God or man. Or against any rule of duty plainly implied in those laws. Now let me skip down to the bottom. A crime may consist in omission or neglect. Listen to what a crime can be, folks. It doesn't mean you do anything. It can be you omit or neglect, as well as in the commission or positive transgression. The commander of a fortress who suffers the enemy to take possession by neglect is as really criminal as one who voluntarily opens the gates without resistance.
Amen. Amen.
So hate crimes.
To sin by silence when they should protest makes cowards of men. Listen to what Plato said. The penalty good men pay for indifference to public affairs is to be ruled by evil men. We will not be ruled by Christ, said the Senate back in the day, and at length they were all destroyed.
Yeah.
Oh, but Bradley, there's that word theocracy again. Let's go to Rick Santorum real quick, folks. Look what he was up against this week. And I want to ask you the question. Who's doing the hating? But listen carefully as to what Rick Santorum is saying. That's a righteous man.
Yes.
You understand what this radical element represents. Because what they represent is true intolerance. I think the Ninth Circuit said when they handed down the decision striking down Proposition 8, what they said was that anybody who disagreed with them were irrational. And that the only reason they could possibly disagree is that they were a hater or a bigot. About one in three Americans don't graduate from high school. And almost all of them, over three-quarters of them, will end up in poverty at some point in time in this country. We've got to provide an opportunity for them. Instead of standing here unemployed, yelling at somebody, to go out and get a job and work for them.
Who's doing the hating, folks?
Where's that
Ricky
hate?
Just kicked him right where he needed to kick him, too, didn't he? Right on their unlawful principles,
that's
which
right.
they don't carry. He, what did he do? What did he say?
Mm-hmm.
Who's doing the hating?
That's right.
Who's the biggest? Hey, let me ask you another question. Who's empowering these people, folks?
How are they getting $60?
He's trying to find little pockets of people that will sell their soul for $60.
That's right.
That's it.
Yep.
And they'll be sent out to go protest people, and they don't even know what they're protesting. This administration is promulgating domestic insurrection, folks.
Yes, that's right.
Our forefathers fought against this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's coming down the line. If you think it's just going to get better, you better wake up. If you want to win your country back, stand up and do the right thing.
That's right.
Because hundreds of thousands of people have gone before you to give you the right to do the right thing. And I'll tell you what, there's millions and millions and millions and millions of people in this country that will stand hand in hand with you. Because they are. You're winning the day, folks. But get up and do this stuff. You're not losing nothing. Don't give up the ground. You can clearly see who's breaking the law, folks. And it's not the American people here. It's this unlawful administration that's promulgating evil on a daily basis. Put your foot down. We'll be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747 or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Jacob Bradley are leading the way with a few others in this attempt to get Christians and Christian populists to understand that we are the new cultural, countercultural movement, and one which is much more powerful than the countercultural movement of the 60s, which has failed. So what I like about the Sons of Liberty is they understand that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to go to my Facebook, please do, Bradley Dean. You know what, Jake? You know what I was thinking about on the way over here? Mm-hmm. Bradley Dean on my Facebook, that's double E. We're homeschoolers' dream. We're a youth pastor's dream. You know what we found in schools or in churches as well as schools?
Mm-hmm.
Who's been the opposition?
Those are dreaming.
Don't even. You know what that was? That was a. I said it. We had a little bit of a board meeting. In our board meetings, folks aren't boring. So when I say board, I mean our board, B-O-A-R-D, not B-O-R-E-D. I'm so offended. Now, I want you to hear my heart, folks, because I love you, and you're my friends, and you listen to us day after day. You really have to love us, too, to listen to us every day. But you listen to us because you love your country. You listen to us because you want to honor the sacrifice. Folks, I'm so offended at what the American people allow to take place in our country. I'm so offended. I don't even know what else to say. But you know what? When you get to the facts, you'll find out that the good people of this country are not standing down. What you find out when you pull the curtain back, you find out there's people that are in the fight that are looking for people just like you to get in the fight with them. And I want to tell you what, the Sons of Liberty, by the way, is at a point right now in our ministry where we need good people like you to jump in the fight. We don't want you to just be listeners. We want you to be doers of the word and not hearers only. We're doing everything within our power to honor the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And our patriots.
That's right.
And those in government that are willing to stand up and do the stuff. We are patriots.
Mm-hmm. That's what a patriot
this
is.
This is the spirit of our forefathers who said no to tyranny and yes to America and to righteousness. I want you to hear this next piece. Because he who passively accepts evil is as much involved in it as he who helps to perpetrate it. He who accepts evil without protesting against it is really cooperating with it by allowing it, said Brother MLK, Martin Luther King. Listen to Rick Santorum after the fact. This was the news report, and it was actually pretty favorable to what really happened there. Go ahead and play that, Carrie. Let the people decide for themselves as to what did take place.
Gay marriage was a hot topic in Tacoma tonight. Presidential candidate Rick Santorum held a rally, and he was even glitter bombed.
But the protesters arrested were also angry over the economy. Cairo 7's Stacy Sakamoto has more from the Republican stop here in Western Washington. Stacy.
Steve, there were hundreds of Santorum supporters here, but the hecklers were right up front. We saw two men and a woman arrested.
It's great to be in the real Washington.
When Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum started speaking, so did the heckling. Hundreds of people gathered outside the Washington State History Museum to hear the Pennsylvania senator, a staunch critic of the same-sex marriage bill signed into law by the governor today.
I know this is a very important day in Washington. In many respects, a sad day for many people. We saw the law signed into here into Washington State.
That wasn't what brought the protesters out. They were part of the Occupy Tacoma movement who say they were there to protest corporate corruption.
We kept yelling, who funds your campaign?
Hang on a second. Who funds your campaign, Rick Santorum? As they are being herded together like a bunch of cattle from their unions to be paid to go out and protest? When in fact, the only thing they're looking for is trouble. Listen to what Rick Santorum says right after that. This is great.
Santorum's speech, we saw a scuffle break out in the crowd. That's when we saw Tacoma police move into the crowd and drag two men away.
The people were glad the cops came in.
They were both chased once they were down on the ground and cuffed, which I believe that wasn't right.
A woman was also arrested, police say, for throwing glitter at Santorum. He didn't let it disrupt his speech, and that scored points with the crowd.
Instead of standing here unemployed, yelling at somebody, to go out and get a job and work for them.
I thought it was pretty darn good.
Go get a job! Go get a job!
A spokesman for the Tacoma.
Obama don't want you having a
job! No, because if you work, you can't go protest for it.
This is why he wants you out of work, you dummies! You don't have enough sense to see he's using you as a pawn. And they're doing his biddings for him.
That's right.
Inadvertently. If they knew what they were really doing and why they were... No, they wouldn't be doing it.
Not if they... No.
They're being used.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Folks, I want to say this. There's a lady in the UK, and I think it's good to lay this to your candor, your observation. There's a columnist, a prominent conservative columnist, Melanie Phillips, who said she received death threats after she criticized plans to insert homosexual materials into all subjects and curriculum in Britain's schools. Writing in the Daily Mail this week, Melanie Phillips said that she had been expecting a reaction which would amply bear out the truth of what I had written. This is an individual in the UK protecting students and letting parents know as to what the homosexuals are trying to implement. She goes on, the response, however, exceeded even my expectations. She said, for the last week, she said, I have been subjected to extraordinary vicious outpouring of hate and incitement to violence through emails, the internet, and mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what?
Yep.
Yeah, we didn't forget about that compelling government interest, did we, folks? Who's behind it?
There's his pack.
Yeah, let's
Obama's pack is the media, right?
She says, if the gay lobby had set out about to try to prove my point, it could hardly have done a better job.
There it is.
Phillips had asserted that homosexualists, as she called them, are now attempting to suppress any public opposition to their political goals. Huh. The reaction to this statement, she said, reveals a basic totalitarian mindset that is behind the homosexualist agenda. Indeed, the total inability of those who subjected me to such an abuse to realize that they are, in fact, spewing out the very hatred, intolerance, and incitement to violence of which they are accusing others would be hilarious were it not so terrifying. In her January 24th piece titled Britain's New McCarthyites, Phillips wrote that the plans to insert references to homosexual relationships throughout the school's curriculum are nothing more than a government-backed drive to promote the gay agenda. Well, let me ask you something. What just happened in Washington State? Mm-hmm. Who did it?
Government
it wasn't
agenda.
The people. It wasn't laid out to the people's votes. And it didn't matter if it was or not because it's against our Republican form of government and our Mosaic Institution. Who's doing this, folks? Governors in these states. They need to be impeached, just like the judges in California. And, folks, when it goes to the Supreme Court, the word impeachment is just as valid there as any other place.
That's right.
My goodness, folks.
They're not the end all.
You're the answer. If you're looking for someone else to do it, they're not going to. You are the answer. Yep. Melanie Phillips pointed out that in many cases, which opposition from Christians or others would uphold traditional sexual mores has become quashed through actions, listen carefully, in the courts. The judges are the ones doing this, folks. If you look in Scripture, in the book of Judges, God would replace the judges to restore a country. Mm-hmm. Melanie goes on, what was once an attempt to end unpleasant attitudes towards a small sexual minority, 1.8% America, has now become a kind of bigotry in reverse, she wrote. Expressing what used to be moral norm of Western civilization is now just socially impermissible, says the media.
That's right.
But every turn even turns upstanding people into lawbreakers, she said. They mean to turn you into lawbreakers. That's why this president and his administration are trying to usurp your First Amendment, folks. The ACLU did it a long time ago. Through oppressive means, through fear. Phillips said the response to this warning against an attempt by the gay lobby to silence dissent, anybody that opposes them.
That's right.
An eruption of tweets on Twitter suggesting that Melanie Phillips should be killed by the homosexual agendist.
That's a lot of love.
In UK. For protecting the children in public schools. They called for her death, folks. Who's doing the hating? Mm-hmm. Who are the bigots?
What's it really about?
Wow. That's not what our laws say. What happened to our laws? Huck, why don't we reform ourselves back to those laws to see who's really breaking the law?
Mm-hmm.
This is why they hate the law. Folks, I say this. The hottest places in hell are reserved for those who remain neutral in times of great moral conflict. You know who said that, Drake? Dante.
Dante.
Yeah. He's right.
Yeah.
At least he had enough common sense as a philosopher to at least acknowledge the word.
That's right.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to my Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook, or follow me on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Talk to you tomorrow. Love you by what we do, yeah? Catch up with us tomorrow.